Storms throughout the day tomorrow, so keep the umbrella nearby and be on guard for the potential of some street issues with rains in some areas, possibly getting upwards to 1 or 2 inches in some of the heavier downpours. Overcast mostly with a couple of sunny breaks, mid-80s for tomorrow. Tomorrow night, slight chance, followed by scattered activity Friday going into the weekend. The Arklatex Monkey Fest Motorcycle Rally. Live music, food, cool prizes, a bike show, sound competition, bike games, cornhole tournament, vendor space. Space available, RV hookups, $35 a night. June 5th, 10 a.m. till 10 p.m. June 6th, 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. at the Hearst Coliseum, Shreveport Fairgrounds. Sponsored by 3-State Harley-Davidson. The Arklatex Monkey Fest Motorcycle Rally. Family-friendly event. More information and details, email monkeyfestla@gmail.com.
Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me.
It's time to join Clay and Huck for 1 hour of educational news and conversation. They will discuss the current events that you are not going to hear on the mainstream media. The left wants to silence our free speech and take away our liberties. Clay and Huck want to open up the lines of communication and allow you, our listeners, to speak about what America wants. Call Clay and Huck for open discussions at 504-556-9696, or you can reach them at libertyorlockdown.live. Now let's go live and direct to Clay and Huck for Liberty or Lockdown.
Hello, all right. Well, welcome, listeners. How are y'all today? This is Huck.
And this is not Clay, this is Dave.
Yes, all right. Well, we have a great show today. I'm really excited about the callers that will be calling in. First, we want to begin with starting our first caller is Dr. Robert Little. Is he with us? Because we're going to begin with a prayer.
I'm here.
Hi, Dr. Yes. Little. How are you today?
All right. Good evening to you.
Yes, sir. Let's begin. He's going to say a prayer for us.
Okay. Yes. Let's start with prayer. Our Lord Jesus Christ, we are here at your service to do your will. And we are here because you care about us, and you care about the truth being manifest in the lives of the people around us. And Lord, we commit this radio show to you. We pray that you will inspire us to speak the truth in love, the truth according to your purpose, and the truth that will benefit the listeners of this show. We trust that to you, Lord, and we trust that you will be honored with the result, that others will be confident to trust you, to look to you to guide their lives as well. Thank you for guiding us today. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you so much. All right, Dr. Little, I know we were talking about briefly earlier about the Louisiana Office of Public Health emails regarding COVID vaccines. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, let me mention again, I've had the second of two emails on the same subject, very much the same. But what concerns me is the one that came out today, they're putting a banner on the top that says high alert. In other words, they're saying this is important and this is something that will concern your patients. Now, this is an email that goes out to physicians and other healthcare providers in the state of Louisiana. It doesn't go out to the general public. It does go out to various healthcare providers who are licensed under the state of Louisiana. Now, basically, what this email says is there are continuing reports of pericarditis and endocarditis occurring in young people following vaccination with the Moderna and the Pfizer vaccines. Now, let me explain a little bit what those particular diseases are. Pericarditis is basically inflammation of the tissue that surrounds the heart. There is a kind of a sac that the heart sits in that's called the pericardium. And it basically is a barrier to infections and other things getting to the heart. And it also supplies some support of the heart within the chest cavity. To have pericarditis means that there is a lot of irritation of that tissue, and there is increased circulation, but there's increased pain fibers in that area, so it can cause chest pain when it's there as well. And part of the thing that sometimes happens with pericarditis is it can cause fluid to build up in that sac that pushes in on the heart. Since that sac is a closed sac and it's fluid tight, any fluid that builds up can press in on the heart and make less space available for blood to fill the heart, so it can actually affect the function of the heart as well. By making it harder for the heart to fill with blood and to pump blood. So it can be a significant condition. Now, myocarditis, and you note that same ending on both words, when you have itis on the end of a medical organ, it means that organ is inflamed. It's inflammation of the organ. So when you have myocarditis, it means the heart muscle is inflamed. The heart muscle is being attacked by antibodies that are actually coming from the rest of the body and attacking the muscle tissue of the heart at the same time. And as you might suspect, if the muscle tissue of the heart is being attacked, it can't function as well. When you have myocarditis, the muscle does not contract as strongly as it would otherwise, and it can decrease the function of the heart while this is going on. It also can cause chest pain. And in addition to the chest pain, because the heart is not functioning as well, blood is not circulating through the lungs as well, and fluid may build up in the lungs sometimes. If this happens, you also get short of breath. So one of the symptoms of either pericarditis and or myocarditis is shortness of breath and or chest pain. And one third symptom that sometimes occurs is palpitations. That is the heart beating so strongly that you feel the heartbeat pounding in your chest. And you feel the sense of the heart really pounding hard against the chest wall. And so that creates a sensation of palpitations and perhaps arrhythmias with that, where the arrhythmias is an irregular heartbeat, which also could be.
So what you're saying, Dr. Little, is that you're getting notifications, emails from the health department, right?
Louisiana Department of Health.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
and right. They're warning right. us of these two, pericarditis and myocarditis.
They're not warning us in the public.
No, they're not warning
doctors.
Yeah, they're warning doctors. They're not warning us.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So that and please let us your credentials. You're a physician and you worked for Trinity Hospital for many, many, many years.
Yeah.
Treating patients with many different infirmities, correct?
Oh, that's correct. Absolutely.
Yeah. So,
and so the bottom line with this is that these are potentially serious complications. They're with vaccines. They call them adverse events. These are potentially serious adverse events. Now they tend to say in there, well, usually it gets better. Usually, if you just have the patient rest and sometimes give medications, they get better. But anytime you see these two diseases, we know that there's the potential of something serious. It could be so serious, and on a rare occasion, but on an occasion so serious to cause the need for a heart transplant. And I have known some people that have required heart transplants because of such a disease. So
this is something that this is a huge warning.
Diseases.
And it's not being notified. The public's not being notified, because I know that we have 30 seconds, but could you hold on a second? We'll bring you right back after this break, Dr. Little. Thank you so much. Okay. All right.
The government is out of control. They're taking freedoms away. So send the message, I've had enough.
My name is Eric Schein, and my program is Maritime Matters. It's on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Listen in.
The Terrence Louisiana Jones Gumbo Hour is here once again every Saturday at WGSO 990 a.m. from 1 to 2 p.m.
WGSO from the Fuca Range
to Funchal Square.
Things have changed. WGSO. Do you know what it means to love New Orleans?
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Louisiana's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Louisiana High School Athletic Association and the Louisiana High School Athletic Directors Association.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You can write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you can write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
You could chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM. Every weekday from 4 until 5 from the heart of the Crescent City.
I pledge allegiance to this flag.
All right. Well, welcome back. Dr. Little, are you there?
I'm still here.
Okay. So let's finish up real quick, and then we're going to get Dave to give us our stats.
Okay. All right. Just a couple of points about that alert. First of all, the population affected is young people. This is not the older population. These are people that are healthy and do not have cardiac disease that are getting these problems. And that's highly unusual. It's occurring within 3 to 4 days of vaccination, occurring relatively quickly after vaccination. It occurs more often after the second vaccine than the first. It only has shown up with the Moderna and the Pfizer vaccines. It has not shown up with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. So in terms of risk, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine does not appear to be at risk for this problem.
Is the Johnson & Johnson a true vaccine in the traditional sense?
My understanding, it is. Okay. It's basically a true vaccine.
Okay.
Now, the one thing about Johnson & Johnson that's still raising some questions, the particle that they are using to produce the antibodies is the spike protein. And the spike protein has been shown in itself to be highly allergenic. In other words, it does increase the risk of allergic reactions. Yeah. So there's still some chance of allergic reactions with the Johnson & Johnson, but they're not seeing the same level as with the mRNA vaccines.
Yeah, well, you know, I had a lady call me this week on Monday telling me that her daughter had taken the Johnson & Johnson at LSU and that they were pretty much, you know, making it not mandatory, but really making them think it's mandatory, right? And so the young girls are second year of law school in LSU, and she took the Johnson & Johnson, and then within, you know, that day started feeling severe pain in her liver. Come to find out that Johnson & Johnson gave her a blood clot in her liver.
Oh, boy.
And so she was rushed to the ER, and they couldn't figure it out at the ER, and she had to go through all kind of processes to get that. She's on blood thinners. A healthy, healthy 24-year-old, no prior medical conditions, is on blood thinners for the next 6 months because of the blood clot from the spike proteins.
Right, right. So there's still a question about that with the Johnson & Johnson, but it seems safer than the other two.
I agree. It doesn't have the modified RNA.
Right, exactly.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Little. We appreciate you calling in, and the Lord bless you. And we'll see you maybe possibly next week, sir. Thank you so much. All right, okay. Dave. I know that you want to talk about a couple of house bills or what's going on
First, let's stick on COVID for
a minute. Okay.
Okay. There are a lot of companies that have said you must take this vaccination. I want to give everybody an email address. There's a company called ICANN, and it's a legal firm. And they said if you or anyone you know is being required by an employer or school to receive a COVID-19 vaccine, ICANN is pleased to offer to support legal action on your behalf to challenge the requirement. In order to obtain this potential assistance, please email us, and here's their email, freedom@icanndecide.org. And right now, the employers are going to say, we're exempt from any sort of consequences. Well, these guys will help you tell the employer, you know, I will sue you if I get sick. And they say, we're exempt. No, these lawyers are going to help me put you on notice that if I get sick, you're responsible, and they may back off. Now, if you want to get the vaccine, go ahead. But I'm saying if you don't want to get the vaccine, I don't think you should be required to. So anyway, the numbers in Louisiana are very, very low. We're getting like 240 positive tests a day out of 4.6 million people, which is less than 4 per 100,000 people. And in New Orleans and in Jefferson, we're getting just about the same amount, maybe 4 per 100,000 people. That means that every day in New Orleans, we may have 12 positive tests out of 391,000 people. So pick some neighborhoods that have 36,000 people each. There's probably going to be one person there with a positive test.
Wow.
They're not sick. They're not dying. The number of people that have died in Orleans Parish attributed to this in the last 2 weeks is zero, zero, absolutely zero. Jefferson Parish, okay, two deaths have been attributed to this, and this is out of 434,000. And, you know, a lot of people die every day anyway. So some are still being attributed to COVID. I'm skeptical about that.
Yeah, you know, that's insane. Those are great numbers. I love that. And so I'm really concerned as to why LaToya, the mayor of New Orleans, is saying that you have to, the businesses that don't prove that they've been vaccinated can only have half the capacity.
Yeah.
And, you know, here we are supposedly supposed to be open.
she does a lot of stuff that I think there's questionable legal grounds for.
Yes, yeah, somebody definitely needs to take that that lawsuit up. I think it would be a win-win.
Yeah.
Whomever did it.
Okay, so do we have time for me to get into the next?
Yeah, but let's take a caller real quick. Matthew okay. on the line. Let's. Matthew's been waiting patiently. How are you doing, Matthew? How are you doing?
Good.
All right. Sorry about last week. We weren't able to get to you, but thank you for calling back.
Well, one of the things I heard, it was, I think, on the FLCC Alliance 2 weeks ago, and I think I sent y'all a copy of their video. It's about an hour long, so I understand if you didn't watch it, but they said that ivermectin, because of its mechanism, may be a method of dealing with the spike proteins that are causing these heart issues. Because apparently ivermectin likes to wrap itself around spike yeah. protein.
Really?
Is that the one that's been applied in India with great success?
Ivermectin has been, except for this one Indian state. You know, they have a federal system like we do.
Yeah.
There's one Indian state where it has been outlawed by the leader of that state, whose last name is, oddly enough, Stalin.
That is oddly enough. Well, thank you for calling in. We appreciate you.
Welcome.
All right. The Lord bless you. All right. Let's get our next caller, Mark. Mark from Gretna.
Mark, are you there?
Mark? All right. Well, how about you continue on?
Okay.
What do we have going on here?
Let me just introduce this.
Hey, Mark, you there?
There's Mark.
Thank you. Yeah, all right. Hey, well, welcome, Mark.
Quick.
It's good to hear your voice again. How are you doing today?
Doing good. I'll make it quick because I know y'all got a break coming up. Number one, all your listeners and you guys included, after the studio's over, really strongly suggest if you guys are coming around the West Bank at 6:30 tonight till 8:30 at the Red Maple Restaurant in Old Gretna, there is a fundraiser for Matt Cormier. He's running for an open Senate seat. And why I like to throw support behind him is he's totally against these proposed diversions. The Mid-Britain diversion plan
yeah.
that the CPRA, John Bel Edwards, LaToya Cantrell, they're all in on it. and it is systematically going to destroy the seafood industry in Plaquemines.
That's
Paris.
Correct.
It is going to put so much fresh water into the oyster leases, into the shrimp breeding areas. People do not realize how economically destructive this diversion plan is going to be. So if anybody wants to come, I'm going to be there. It's from 6:30. Yes, 6:30 tonight at the Red Maple Restaurant. 6:30 to 8:30.
Is that the West Bank?
On the West Bank, correct. I hope you come swing by. Come say hi. Come talk to Mac. His brother is Amos Cormier, the former parish president of Plaquemines Parish. He's going to be there.
Red Maple. All right. Well, thank you so much. We're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to ask Christopher Alexander and Lenar Whitney to hold on, please. We'll see you in a minute. Thank you.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Brian Diaz with the NOLA Drink Show. Join me as we explore the world of drink and food in New Orleans and beyond. Mondays from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on WGSO. Exclusive content at NOLADrinks.com. Cheers, y'all.
This is an important message on care for pets in hurricane areas from the Food and Drug Administration and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. A disaster like a hurricane can devastate the lives of pets as well as people, so you can expect the behavior of your pet to change. Normally quiet cats and dogs may become aggressive or defensive. Recovery may take from days to months. Here's how to help. Check your pet for injury. Be careful with your pet as it adjusts to its changed world. Downed power lines or debris may pose threats. Familiar sights, sounds, and smells may be gone. Let your pet have familiar toys and plenty of sleep. And to prevent its escape, release it only into an enclosed room or yard. If your pet was without food or water for an extended time, give it small amounts every few hours, and as soon as you can, let a veterinarian check it for dehydration. This message is brought to you by the Food and Drug Administration in the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Maybe your portfolio should resemble your dinner, slowly cultivated, locally produced, and sustainable.
Join us at 5 p.m. Mondays for the Slow Money Show, WGSO 990.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. An effort to remove the state sales pink tax from feminine products and diapers is heading to the Senate floor for final passage. Gonzales Senator Eddie Lambert questioned New Orleans Representative Amy Freeman about the bill and how much removing the state sales tax would cost the state.
Is this a $10 million fiscal note?
I understand that it has a fiscal note. I do think it's the right thing to do for the women and children of our state, especially because we have other items that are essential items like groceries that are tax exempt.
If approved by the Senate and signed by the governor, it would go into effect July 2022. The legislature gave final passage to a bill that would allow for the use of medical marijuana in the raw smokable form. Governor Edwards indicated he will sign the bill, and Homer Representative Tanner McGee notes, unlike the push for recreational pot, it did not face any opposition from law enforcement groups.
Law enforcement was probably really comfortable with it because there really hasn't been an issue with people using products that they're not supposed to. It's I'm not saying there hasn't been a single issue, but I'm saying it hasn't been some kind of widespread problem.
LRN.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Our cookie two-step ice cream is a creamy vanilla ice cream with hints of brown sugar, chunks of chocolate cream-filled cookies, and tasty chocolate chip cookie dough pieces. Cookie two-step has everybody's taste buds two-stepping and one and two.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at your local grocer and pick up your favorite flavor today.
This is David Duplantier, Dean of Christ Church Cathedral on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans, the diocesan cathedral for the Episcopal Diocese of Louisiana, inviting you to join us weekly for our live broadcast on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. We also invite you to learn more about the cathedral at our website, ccc.nola.org.
This is Roland here for TikTok Cafe. TikTok Cafe is located on I-10 Service Road and Causeway, open 24 hours a day, the place to go when most other places are closed. There is poetry on the wall, God is in the workplace, and everyone treated as family. That's my favorite stop for breakfast and lunch. See you at TikTok Cafe.
Serving the Gulf South from New Orleans. WGSO, New Orleans News Radio. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Whoa,
All right. Welcome back. Welcome back. Let's see. What's next? I think Dave wanted to finish his last thoughts, huh? What were you saying a minute ago?
This morning I was listening to a different radio station, AFR, American Family Radio, and there's a program, Financial Issues with Dan Celia, and he had on a representative from the Liberty Council, and he was talking about two things I was really stunned about. Now, you know, the U.S. House of Representatives is Democrat by about 5 or 6 votes, so everything goes through by 5 or 6 votes. There are two things that have passed and are up in the Senate right now. One of them is called the Equality Act, and another one is H.R. 1, House of Representatives 1. From what they were saying, there are 50 Democrat and 50 Republican senators in the Senate, and 49 Democrats have signed on in support of this, and 50 Republicans said no, and there's one Democrat who's still undecided. So if you go to their website, it's for Liberty Council, it's lc.org, and there's a link about ACT, and it says petitions. Hear what these things are saying. The one about voter ID, H.R. 1, they're trying to make it illegal to require an ID for anybody to vote. And as a friend of mine pointed out, if you want to buy, let's say, a fishing license, if you want to get a driver's license, if you want to buy cigarettes, you want to buy liquor, you want to visit a casino, you have to have an ID. What's the one thing that they're trying to say, you don't need an ID for that? Voting. And, you know, the idea is that we're going to stop discriminating against these poor minorities because I guess they're too stupid to go get an ID.
Isn't that racist?
Oh, it sure is. You know, if you're a black person, come on, you're smart enough to get an ID. And my mom is Hispanic. She's Latina from Honduras. I'm half Honduran.
And my mom's from Guatemala.
Yeah.
And they're smart enough to get an ID.
They're naturalized citizens, and they were able to get an ID. And my mom always votes in every election. But this says you cannot ask somebody for an ID. And they pointed out that would mean, suppose a person goes through the line 3 times, the poll commissioner is not allowed to say, wait, weren't you here before?
There you go. So they can vote multiple times without an ID.
Yeah.
And then they can vote if they're illegals without an ID.
So that's HR1. So you go to that site, LC for Liberty Council, lc.org, and click on the ACT and on the petition link. You know, as they pointed out, if 2 million people sign a petition and it's delivered to Washington, D.C., they may sit up and take notice. If 200 people sign a petition, they'll go, pfft, this
isn't worth
anything.
Right. So what's the site to go to and sign the petition again?
It's lc.org for libertycouncil.org. And then look for a link that says ACT and a link that says petitions. So the petition is further down is H.R. 1. That's the voting act about IDs. But the other one that really disturbs me is called the Equality Act. And they pointed out some of the implications of this. And what it means is full sexual equality, not even relating to your sexual orientation, but your sexual activity. So if there's a person that's a known pedophile, they can just commit whatever thing they want, and they come to your church and say, I understand you have an opening for a secretary. You can't refuse to hire them, Mr. Church person, a pastor or whoever. You cannot refuse to hire them if this bill passes. And then if there's somebody that, well, of course, they've already got many places that men can use the women's restroom. This is going to be codified into law if that's the case. So, guys, if you're a Christian and you are worried about this, you go to that website, lc.org, that's for Liberty Council, lc.org, and click on the links about ACT and petition. This really bugs me because right now the difference between where we are versus where this will take us is one vote, one senator in the United States Senate. So we need to pray, and we need to also call and come on, guys.
Prayer's powerful, so start praying and make a lot of calls. We need action, too.
Yeah.
That action is extremely important at this time.
Now, I personally think that Jesus is coming back before too very many years. And I think we're already on a slippery slope leading us toward the Antichrist, the mark of the beast, and all of that. I hope I'm wrong, but I think that's what's going on. Well, if this bill passes, that's going to push us further and further and further down that slope. So if you care, please go to that website, lc.org, and click on the act and the petition to put your name in there. You can also send an individual fax. They would charge money for that, but the petitions are free. So please do that.
All right. Well, let's see. Do we have a caller on the line? Let me get Christopher Alexander. Christopher Alexander is an attorney out of are you in – where are you, Christopher? Where do you where do you live? Where do you live?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes.
Okay.
I was going to say out of Baton Rouge, but I know it's not Baton Rouge. Is it Lafayette?
Actually, it is Baton Rouge, but I have six brothers, so I've got – and six out of seven of the boys in my family are lawyers, so we
oh,
do have
no.
one in Lafayette. We have one in Lafayette.
You do. All right. The Alexander family is a very well-known family, a beautiful family at that.
Thank you.
So thank you for calling in. Give us a little information. Do you know anything about this Senator Hewitt bill, the Senate bill 221?
Yes. I've actually been pretty involved in that legislation. I've testified a couple of times down at the legislature for it. And it is... There are parts of her bill that are good, and there are parts of it that are very that are questionable and very concerning. One of the things that concerns us is the fact that there is a commission that's being set up, it looks like, to evaluate the different voting machines and make a determination about which voting machine we're going to use. You know, I think anytime you set up a commission, another layer of bureaucracy, I think it's one step removed from direct accountability to the people and to the legislature. But that looks like the way it's probably going to go. There is a companion bill in the House of Representatives, Representative Valerie Hodges' bill, that it looks like is going to be incorporated into Senator Hewitt's bill, which has some very significant and important provisions involving secure paper ballots, readable paper ballots, encrypted, hand-marked paper ballots that Lenar Whitney, who has been very involved in this and has been very influential in moving the legislation in the right direction. But the secure paper ballots, we are absolutely demanding be in the legislation. Another thing that I am pushing for very emphatically is to have a provision in the final legislation that specifically prohibits any vendor who is controlled or owned even partially or wholly by a foreign company or foreign corporation to be awarded any election contract in the state of Louisiana. And so that is something that I'm pushing personally very hard for. And also we are pushing to maintain the traditional attorney general oversight over the entire process, which was removed from the legislation. And we are trying to get that put back in. So, and Senator Hewitt herself is on record saying that she supports secure paper ballots, which 80% of the population with dumb scanners, which 80% of the population of Louisiana wants. And so if the legislation does not end up with secure hand-marked paper ballots as a primary method of voting in Louisiana, then I believe the people of Louisiana are going to hold Senator Hewitt accountable for that.
And she should be held accountable for that. And I know she's thinking about running for governor, so she really – you know, should consider that. I hope that her word is her word.
She controls the legislation. Lenar and I have, and many others have testified about the importance of hand-marked paper ballots, auditable paper ballots, and the best cyber experts in the world have also told her and us that because of the acute vulnerabilities of all the electronic voting machines, secure paper ballots is the only reliable way to ensure the integrity of the vote.
Yeah.
And that's what we're working on very diligently. And so hopefully we get to that point. I know a lot of pressure, relentless pressure, is being put on Senator Hewitt and other senators to make sure that that gets incorporated into the legislation. And we believe that it will be. At least I believe that it will be.
All right. Well, we're going to go on a quick break. Would you hold on for us, please? And I'm going to bring Lenar Whitney back in, okay? Hold on. Thank you so much.
And a statue of liberty started shaking her fist. And an eagle will fly. And it's going to be here. When you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell. And it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. All brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Cruer. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 right here on WGSO 990 a.m. for Ringside Politics with a Punch. We're going to be bringing you great guests. We'll discuss the latest hot topics and, of course, taking your phone calls. On Thursday, Colonel Alan West joins us. Ron Kennedy, author of The South Was Right, going to be with us. We'll unveil our new Ringside Politics Parody of the Week, and we'll discuss the hot topics of the day with Ringside All-Star Josh Bernstein. All of that and more right here on Ringside from 7 to 11 on WGSO.
In today's modern world, Superman would be in big trouble. Where to change into his Superman outfit?
WGH.
Where's all the phone booths? Well, they call us baby boomers. We just say,
get off the lawn,
or we're just another old poison. But we live. I'm Just Jude, and talk to me about it. Weeknights 8 to 10 here on WGSO. Let's talk about how the COVID did you and you did me. But let's talk about it, unless it's nap time. Stay up late, Papa, and talk to me, Just Jude, 8 to 10 on WGSO 990.
Hi, I'm Roz. Join me every Thursday at 7 p.m. for Roz and the Rocks, where we will mix it all up with cocktails and conversation with area persons of interest. Stay in the know as we discuss upcoming events, personal stories, cocktail recipes, and shake-up drinks, all during our Thirsty Thursday show, Roz and the Rocks at 7 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hey, Tracy, you know what I'm thinking about buying our friends for the holidays?
Oh, what?
Bar2Go, a compact case that allows you to travel virtually anywhere with your 50-milliliter liquor bottles. Choose from top grain leather, which can be debossed, or heavyweight canvas, which can be embroidered. Custom work is welcome. Bar2Go can be found at www.thebar2go.com. And just like our favorite spirit, it's made in the USA.
Well, that sounds like a plan. Can you get me one, too?
Of course, Tracy. Don't forget www.thebar2go.com.
Social Security is with you through life's journey from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address. All from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
All right, welcome back, Mr. Alexander. Are you still on the line?
Sure am.
All right, let's finish up real quick. I'm going to bring Lenar Whitney in. Is there anything else you'd like to say to us?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, sir.
The only thing I want to say, it took me about 15 seconds to say it. I want to encourage all of your listeners who live in Louisiana to call their representatives and their senators and encourage them to vote, encourage them to relentlessly pressure Senator Hewitt to include secure paper ballots, meaningful language regarding secure paper ballots in the legislation, and also a provision that no foreign-owned or controlled election company will be awarded any contract for election services in the state of Louisiana. Mm. If we are able to get those two provisions in the bill, as well as the Attorney General oversight over the process, which was removed, then we will have a substantially good bill, despite the commission. And
you can get Senator Hewitt's email, too, online. And their phone number, so it's not a hard thing to find. You just Google the Senator Hewitt's office.
Is there a bill number with this yet?
Yeah, it's Senator Hewitt. It's Senate Bill 221.
Senate 221.
That's
and
correct.
Am I a public official? Can I give the phone number out?
Absolutely.
The number is 225-342-2040. 225-342-2040. Senator Hewitt, that may be the front of the legislature, but they can get you through to her office.
All right, Ms. Alexander, thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate you. Our next caller is Lenar Whitney. Are you on, Lenar Whitney? Are you there, my friend?
Yes.
Thank you for holding on.
Oh, that's okay. Thank you very much for having me. Yeah, thank you.
I hear that you've been working hard with Mr. Christopher Alexander.
Oh, you know it, and you know it is a process. As a former state representative, I understand both sides of the table now. And as you know, as an activist, you know, someone who is very involved and who likes to be involved in legislation and offer an opinion at the table and give advice or, you know, give information to the legislators, you realize that sometimes the process is sometimes you're eliminated from the process or you have limited time to educate or to offer an opinion, you know, on a bill. And so SB 221 with Sharon Hewitt, you know, we've gone to the table, as Christopher Alexander has said, you know, and tried to just offer opinions and give information to the legislators about what has happened, you know, just even about election integrity and irregularities that have happened, and information about new voting systems, particularly secure paper ballots. I know that 69% of all jurisdictions across the United States vote on secure paper ballots, hand-marked secure paper ballots. And so, as Christopher had mentioned, we were in contact with all kind of experts from across the country. One in particular was Colonel Philip Waldron, who suggested even to the state of Louisiana and to Kyle Ordwin that was the most secure way to ensure the one man, one woman vote as guaranteed by the Constitution. Hand-marked secure paper ballots. He suggested that it go through a dumb scanner, which basically means it's a scanner that just calculates and tabulates the vote, you know, the software that goes into this thing. It doesn't have to be by a voting machine vendor. You know, we know that there's basically the three big ones are Dominion, ES&S, and Hart InterCivic. It could be a commercial or industrial scanner made by Canon, $600 as opposed to $6,000, and then dropped into a lockbox. And at the end of the day, and then you can have a risk auditing limit. So what we feel is because of the just the environment out here, everybody's going to be saying, oh, no, I don't trust anything. I want an audit. I want a forensic audit, you know, at least what we call a risk auditing limit, which would be at least 10% of the precincts across the state of Louisiana. It could happen in a lottery system. You don't even know who's going to be chosen, but those precincts would be chosen at 8 o'clock at the close of the polls, and then you start counting paper ballots, maybe the first contest at the top of the ticket, and maybe one other, you know, but just a way to verify that the amount of ballots that was dropped off or the ballots or reconciled to the tabulation of the machine itself that night right there at the precinct. So we're advocating for that. It's not difficult to do. It's not as expensive. It doesn't have to be a $100 million contract. And as you know, there's think tanks that are all across America right now that are coming up with all kind of new ways to either fortify or secure what they're doing, or even coming up with new ideas as far as how to vote, you know, with better scanners, different scanners, more secure paper, you know, more like in crypto paper.
Well, yeah, this paper needs to happen. I mean, we all just witnessed the November 3rd elections completely hijacked through the Dominion system and other avenues of, illegitimately exactly. voting. So this is reform. And it needs to happen. I know that there's a lot of corruption going on. I'm really kind of sad to see that the Secretary of State, Kyle Ardoin, wants to keep, you know, let's use the circle back term, to Dominion.
You're right. He did. He did have two RFPs, you know, basically written for Dominion, you know, and they were stopped by procurement. And also Sharon Hewitt said she asked that Kyle reject this last one, or that it be rejected because of transparency and maybe the quickness of, you know, the writing of the RFP. And now she comes up with, you know, SB 221, which basically says that this 13-member commission, which is as Christopher said, it's really
bureaucrats.
Bureaucracy. Yes, exactly.
The committee is loaded with bureaucrats.
Oh, and all handpicked by, I mean, it's the, you know, Secretary of State has three picks. The governor has two. The clerk of courts will be on there. The register of voters, the commissioner of elections, one person with maybe like a computer science degree, and then two representatives from the House and two representatives from the Senate, one Democrat and one Republican. And so what we went to the table and said, well, where's the general public, you know, and where's our voices? You know, we came to the table basically giving you information and educating you about what's going on across the country, you know, and giving you information about what we found out over the last month of, as you know, Martha, you spend time reading, you know, educating yourself about subject matter all over the country and what's happening. And so trying to give them counsel about what we would like to happen. And then we look at this commission, and it's going to, you know, it's 13 members of, you know, all under the umbrella of either the Secretary of State or the governor, you know. And so it was, and they're all, you know, considered to be designees. It's very hard to push back on a designee. It's easier to push back on an elected official, you know. They have a little bit of responsibility towards us as a constituent or citizen of the, you know, the state of Louisiana.
Yeah.
So it was just disappointing to see that. And then this commission would.
We have come 1 minute. We have 1 minute. Get your thoughts out real quick.
Okay. Well, they'll come up with three different design. You need three different options, you know, contestant one, A, B, and C. And then there's going to be a committee that is solely appointed by Secretary of State Kyle Ardoin that picks the winner out of the one, two, and three.
So we need to call who and reject this?
Well, I think it's, Sharon Hewitt, I mean, we just need, her bill is 221. It needs to be an extension. This committee is going to meet in September, and they have to have all their right. findings by December.
Thank you, Lenar Whitney, and thank you for your information. We'll have you back on next week. The Lord bless you.
And don't thank forget you. To go to lc.org and vote, and put your name in the petition.
That's right. All right, we'll see you next week. Thank you.
He's got the red, white, blue, fine, high. Semper Fi tattooed on his left arm. Spend a little more in the store for a tag in the back. It says you've
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM. Every weekday from 4 until 5 from the heart of the Crescent City.
The wait is over. Morning Call is back. Come visit us at our beautiful new location at the corner of Canal Boulevard and City Park Avenue. Enjoy our spacious outdoor patio, or come on in and savor the unique ambiance. Delight your taste buds with our hand-rolled sourdough beignets, our delicious French drip dark roast coffee and chicory, or sample one of our other local offerings. For over 151 years, Morning Call has been patronized by tourists and notables the world over.
WGSO from the Puka Ray
to Funchal Square.
Have changed. WGSO.
Do you know what it means to love New Orleans?
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
This is David Jeremiah inviting you to join me here on Talk Radio 990 every weekday at either 5:30 or 6:30 a.m.
Hi, I'm Pat Swilling. One of the things I love about Louisiana is its beautiful natural landscapes and its unique sceneries. Let's preserve it. Please don't trash Louisiana with propane cylinders that are no longer certified. Bring these cylinders to your propane dealer so that they may dispose of them safely. Be a saint, and let's keep Louisiana beautiful.
This safety message is brought to you by the Louisiana Liquefied Petroleum Gas Commission and the Louisiana Propane Industry.
This is Roland Creason from Nola Town Bible Study. Let's get back to Bible study.
Tuesdays at 7 p.m.
here on WGSO 990 a.m.
The best in wining and dining daily. It's the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show with Tim McNally from 4 to 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 a.m. New Orleans.